Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Who present? Say, me bomb pie mouth. Now me perceive who will be who? Eh? Omo ano mo pigeon omo tuma no de platform honi ni na. And when you are about to marry, get a prophet so that even if they can't come and sit there, there are directions they will give you.
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Don't cry, madam, please. I don't want you to cry. There's someone that looks like a kind of prophetess. Or, do you understand? Behaves like Nyamia friend, Nyamia Oba. Do you understand me?
Oba.
Oba. Nankabema, Oba, two for Papa. Was that one who showed you two for Papa? And your man in the from that's the point. I'm praying for you. I'm cursing it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm cursing it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, I mark this lady for deliverance in the name of Jesus. I try accident to feel so.
Amen.
May try accident in my face. So.
Amen.
Because two things I see. Say, wo, Uncle Yeti say, Utino akuma nebe yo yane di wako woma, accident. Uti, uti. Na hon hum na, a person say utino. Madumeno.
Amen.
We have to pray for her, pa. We have to pray for her. Like, what I'm seeing is sad. We have to pray for her. Dambo wa busiem. Obia bo dambo wa busiem pe.
Yes, mama mo.
Ah?
E mama mo side.
Obae wo side. So kai spirit.
Mhm.
Ni pa na eti ni mo no. Me se so ma nfre ne ko be den.
Ono
be ba. Sometimes say ya mom pa ya nye direction ya mawa. Omo pese sa spirit no mo de ma. What would you have been making?
No, I don't want such.
Yes. And untina, mpese ukunuba, also oboa. If he walks away, sadi anebe tuwebe niya. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because sometimes, uti, a moment to me ashes, you wait to me to 2-3 miya to achi. And it's like, obi person odin who shout him. Someone want to enter her head, like, do you understand? It's like this head is there, but you feel another person is trying to enter the head. I don't know better just say you are tired anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that I'm talking about, if your husband was here, Uncle Becca can't say me. But I don't want him to say it.
Yeah,
I want to catch that spirit in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Do it. Now, people are not seeing the things I'm seeing. That is why. I wish you were seeing some. I curse the spirit of madness.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So spiritually, this lady, the spirit, they are the ones who are gallivanting around the stomach. They put like a certain kind of curse. So she's not able to retain any pregnancy. So no, 45, 50. No, I won't. The way I walk, compay, but no, it's not compay, but papa, hey, me who say you try deliverance, you try when she had deliverance, who spend this, I take, and I'm pine. Still, who call you, not spirit, that me and sing cry. Oh, yes, that. Am I fruitful with what I'm saying?
Sure, Papa.
I'm not joking. I can let you laugh when I'm delivering a message, but the substance is real.
Yes.
So the Lord told me, said John, Mawenin kono hone buano.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do it. Do it. Sorry. Don't worry. Don't kneel before me. It's the Lord Jesus. Wakasa ewi. I say Mawenin kono hone buano. O buano be sini ye.
Amen.
Is the grace on her that is what they want to do that against her? They block you from accessing that kind of glory. and they have given to someone else to use something instead of you. But if your husband were, I would have told him something. If he leaves you, there's unique thing with you. God gave you. So what you say? Any time of a take decision, nyankopon de a corner turn the show for you. A sipet no ejai. Because there's something about you. That's like any evil spirit that wants you to suffer on this earth, the land of the living. Father, let my words reach them.
Yes.
I release sword of the spirit.
Yes.
I quench them now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Fire in the name of Jesus.
Fire.
Obi of Pesa or Selwum, but Yamin Seno. You spirit of eternity. Fire in the name of Jesus. Hey, spirit of a manipulator insane. You devil, I command you out. Ancestral curse out. Pierre Finitri. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Demons are fighting. Come out in Jesus.
Amen.
Which is omini macho papa pa. Amen na. Ojeura. Nana therefore. Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lose your grip and go. Men try to see omini. Be one of my Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come! And with Jesus, demon. But I was in a male conqueror. On to me, Babim.
Amen.
My Pamono. Now, Michelle will say, Erade, Uncle, na onye ye, na ondi ye.
Amen.
Na the Yefrumumba may bomb over by.
Amen.
May the bomb bot to the Yefrumumba.
Amen.
And we yes to demon.
Amen.
And we yes to demon.
Amen.
One, two, three. Thank you, Jesus. Dear na etia wo ye funu mumba me ye fri ho. Peace. Peace. Peace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Nyame ya ne fofro.
Amen.
Sorry. Mumpejan no, sorry. It's gone. She's gone. Even today, before you came, na uti. Aye she.
Yeah, I'm hate.
But right now, I just say so you know.
Ampa.
Yes. Pegan sa say kong. Dear Holy Spirit.
Dear Holy Spirit.
Baptize me.
Baptize me.
With fire.
With fire.
And power.
And power.
Now.
Now.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, baptize them with fire and power. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's done.
Your prayer palace with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche. This and every Thursday at 5 p.m. at the Hill City Church, number 14, Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra. Keep up with us on World Wide Word Television and all our social media platforms. Together, we'll lift our prayers in His royal palace. Consider this a special invite from the Spirit of God and His anointed general, Prophet John Anoche.
Light the world with the word of life.
Is a word of life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
In the kingdom of God, there are things that are governed by principles. And principles are set to govern a system. So principles are set to govern the operations of a system. It's like the human body works by principles. So the human body works in such a way that when it is day, the body walks around. But when it is night, the body must be laid to what? To rest. That means when the body is properly rejuvenated, the body wakes up again to function. And that is when the body becomes effective and efficient. Now,
The system of the human works in such a way that if you are born, okay, to any parent, they must actually socialize, they must actually teach you. You must be raised up as a son or a daughter. So you must learn. Now, there are people who are coming from backgrounds that the knowledge there was inadequate. It was not full. So sometimes when you meet other people whose knowledge base is overflowing, you tend to, as it were, to be less confident. Let me put it that way. You tend to be inferior in terms of what, because of what they know. Sometimes it's when you give birth to your children, you begin to expose the children to variety of knowledge and wisdom and applications of things. They tend to be more flexible, bold, daring than the children that grew up in certain places that are, if you bring them to that kind of a place where your children are flowing, they become intimidated. We all went to school when there are people, when they came to school, they were knowledgeable about some things. Why? Because their parents had given them that opportunity. So the ones that usually do not get that opportunity, we tend to despise or to fight against those people who had those kind of opportunities. But it was nothing. It was just that maybe your parents could not afford those kind of opportunities, so you could not get them. When you are born in a king's palace, your cup of tea and drinking water can be gold. But if you are born in a wilderness, your drinking cup can be a horn of a bull. Can be the horn of a bull. So when you see gold, you can even kill for gold. Why? Because you have heard it from afar. But the prince of the palace, it was normal to him. So if the prince of the palace received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, his prayer will not be money, but his prayer will be wisdom to manage the money.
Sir.
But the one who has been born in the wilderness, because he was not given that kind of opportunity, he now has to pray so that God open a door for him to get the money. But he may have learned from the management skills of the little that he managed. So he may have had the wisdom in acquisition through the process. Whereas the prince is praying for the skill to manage the resources of the father. This guy, when he gets the money, he can double it and multiply. Why? Because he has learned all the tricks in the wilderness. The tricks in the wilderness. He's learned through time. He understands things. But the only prayer he's praying for is that God will grant him an opportunity to get even a fraction of what the king has or the prince has, so that he can make meaning to life. So the needs of people are different, but the principle remains the same. So if you tell me that I'm a man of God, they left the church to me and some money in the account, and that is why we don't need to talk about this. But even though it is enshrined in the Bible and it is a principle that governs a system of operation on the earth realm, you have caused the people to err. You have not brought a full understanding to their people. So a day that there will be a situation happening to them, they will lack forever until eternity, because time and chance happen to them all under the sun. So I just want you to understand what I'm about to say. That's what I'm saying these days. That there are principles in the word of God. That principles must be known, first of all, and must be applied before you can get the results. But what has been done, the moment you know them, your knowledge causes you to possess them, and the rest is actually service in manifestation. So the same thing happens to the Ark of the Covenant. It is something that has been given, something that has been done already. But you just need to understand how it is done. You just need to know the things that are there. What it likes and what it doesn't like. When you know what it likes, you begin to do what it likes. Then you begin to dislike what it dislikes. It will work with you and for you forever until eternity.
Amen.
But if you have not been concerned about knowing them, you may not be able to operate in them. But the principles of the word is that if I want to prosper financially on the earth, there is a luxury of the word of God in here, scriptures in there, that controls that realm of what? Understanding and functioning. You need to be able to uncover the mysteries and secrets of them, so you begin to apply under this sun. So it begins to yield results for you. Because the Bible said their words have traveled and have actually built itself, and then it has, the sun has tabernacled itself in them. So when the sun shines, it shines upon you. That means if every day I begin to talk and think about financial prosperity, because it was never in my family. I tell you, there are people when they are looking for 10,000, it's easy for them to get it. There are people when they are looking for 100 Ghana cedis, they can throw holy oil, holy water. They can shave their hair. They can do acrobatics. 360 turn around. They will still not get it. Haven't you heard it? Sure. Haven't you seen it?
Sure.
I'm telling you, it's a reality. That's why when you look at your finger, look at your finger like this. They are not all the same. Your fingers, are they the same?
Oh.
Okay. Do you know that there are part of your finger that can touch every other finger, but there are part of your finger that cannot touch any other finger? Okay. This finger, this one, can touch all of them. But there's this one. It's difficult for it to come and touch all the rest. So one moves easily. The other one is difficult. But the movement of it is controlled from the brain. What am I saying to you? The Lord says that when we read the scriptures of Moses, which is the law, there is a veil that is covering the revelations of what Moses did with the people of Israel. It is covered. There is no principle that unveils it until one turns to the Lord. When one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Apostle, read for me the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Maybe you have to read the 15 and 16 for me, because I don't want us to go far. I want to teach the people of God something. Let's go ahead.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, for verse 15.
I want you to pay attention.
But even to this day,
yes,
when Moses is read,
yeah,
a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord,
yes,
the veil is taken away.
So even until today, under the dispensation of grace, anybody who is a child of God who wants to go and read about Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, you know, Deuteronomy, Judges, and all of that, if you want to go and read it, you would think there are stories, there are some wicked something, there are things. It will not be relevant to your worship today. But another will take it and read it. Because the person has turned to the Lord, the veil is taken away, and is taken away in Christ. But all of us are in Christ, but we have not turned to the Lord. That means, even though we are in Christ, our attentions are different. What we pay attention to are different. We have not paid a deeper attention to Christ and to daily hear what Jesus is saying to us. That is why he says, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. But their minds were blinded. When I read from the 14th verse, their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted. So what remains is that the veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Now the word Old Testament means that old covenant. Testaments are writings about the covenant. When you want to have an agreement with somebody, You want to write what binds the agreement. We are agreeing together that from today we will not touch this thing again. So I will write things and you agree, you read it and agree to it. You will write your own, I will also read and agree to it, and we'll exchange it. Is that not the case?
Yes.
So what we've written down is called the testament. So the Old Testament is the writings of the worship, what Moses saw in the heavenly realm. But he used instruments of the earth to do them. And actually it was centered on the washings and the purifications of the flesh. It was nothing to touch the spirit. So if you were going to worship, but today if you want to worship, it's not one of Fafa. It is the depths and the convictions of your heart that pleases the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes, sir.
It's not one of Fafa anymore. It is the depths, how your heart is convicted unto the things of God. So you can open your lips and God will hear. But if your heart is broken, he will hear you. So somebody who is opening his mouth to sing a song because you have heard the song, Man of Afar May Ye Wire, and then your heart is not broken. Because the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So you have not read the scripture perhaps, so you were just singing and miming the songs. Nothing moved in the spirit. Angels were stationed stiff, nothing moved. They had not seen no worship, nothing go to heaven. And it, the structure of heaven and earth is that, such that anybody who is actually opening up to worship in the heavenly, on the earth realm unto the heavens, if the heavens moves, you get results. But there are many people who have been worshiping, praying. Heaven has not moved. So there has never been a result. And they have gone out to blame God. They did not actually ask questions. Has he heard me, even though I've been speaking? Because the Bible says many people pray, but they pray amiss. That means God did not hear. But anything he hears in his ears, he will answer. So there are modalities to the worship of the Lord. So that is why I want to tell you this. Now, the Ark of the Covenant, is it a principle, or is the knowledge of Christ that you must know? You get the knowledge right, and from there you begin to walk in it. And the power of the Lord follows you.
Amen.
So that when somebody touches you like this, you don't need to pray. They must of a necessity die. Even in the Old Testament, that they have to be killing bulls and sheep and all of that in their services and worships before God was pleased. When they had the Ark of the Covenant, somebody just touched it like this and died. A whole community trooped out, wanted to just watch what was in the Ark of the Covenant that made the Ark of the Covenant so powerful, and all of them died. Now, the question is, where is the Ark of the Covenant right now? In the book of Revelation 11, chapter 19, chapter number 11, verse 19, when the temple of God was opened, we saw the Ark of the Covenant there. That means the Ark of the Covenant is not just something on earth. It was something that Moses went to see in the heaven, and he was made to replicate it. That means what was in heaven has been brought onto temples. And the Lord has said in the book of 2 Corinthians that we are the temples of God, and we are the tabernacles of God. That is why we may move from one place to another. We are still tabernacle. Why? Because tabernacles are things, are temples of God that can be moved. A dwelling place of God that can be moved. And God will never dwell in a place. Why? Because if God is going to dwell in a place, there must be the Ark of the Covenant on which the mercy seat sits before God can also come and sit. So Jesus said, I will come and I will make my abode in you with my Father. So it is obvious, according to scripture, that Jesus and his Father are both living in us. So if we know where they are living, it means when they live in us, it means God lives in us, in the holy place in us, where the Ark of the Covenant is, because that is the only place God dwells. So the question is that, why is it that people touch you, they don't die? Meanwhile, you have it inside of you. God dwells in you, but people touch you, you don't die. That means You have not come to terms with the combinations of the things that lives in your heart. So you have covered your heart with the activities of the flesh. What renders the ark of the covenant ineffective? The ark of the covenant that the people of Israel, it led them to war and they won. It killed everybody. They killed, massacred nations. The ark of the covenant lived in somebody's house and the person never prospered. It meant that once there's no recognition to the ark of the covenant, nothing happened. Solomon will have a dream, and at least we have the records of the guy, and according to the knowledge of the flesh, he will go before the ark of the covenant, on top of which the mercy seat sits. And after he has had the dream, he will go there and make sacrifices unto the Lord before the ark of the covenant, and Solomon will go, and then it will be well with him. How come these things are in there, but we have not learned according to the pattern? Now you know the reason I've taught you that anytime you receive a prophetic word, sacrifice from your heart. Because the guy will wake up from his bed and go there. And I read it for you. Second Samuel, I read it for you. Second Kings, sorry. So, go and... So, you see, the prototype of the Ark of the Covenant is not to go and let the carpenter do the Ark of the Covenant for you. Because he said, it shall not be repeated. Now, it is in the spirit because it has to be by faith. Because faith touches the spirit. If it is a physical thing, there is no faith in there. It is only law. And that is where it's operated by law, numos. And one of them is called law by customs and usage and what ordinations. But when something is by principle, when you know them, you do them and you get the results. So people wonder, how are, you know, men of God are not the same. Even though the title men of God can be on upon everybody. There are men of God who goes to see other men of God. So we are not the same. They are men of God. Haven't you witnessed them before? He feels he has not been ordained to pray for people. But he calls, when people call him man of God, he likes it. It's all about the cassock, the clerical, and the blue, green, yellow, white shirts. Near the chain, atum. Near the shoe. The co-event and near Kobe, near my good place to sit. But when it comes to investigating the reason why a bad thing is happening in a nation or a place or somewhere, we may not be able to do it. And yet we claim we are the representatives of God. But the priests in the Bible were skilled in carrying the Ark of the Covenant, that they did not die. The people were not skilled, they touched it, they died. Why? It's because if you don't know it, David once upon a time went for the Ark of the Covenant and were bringing it home. And a guy went to touch it. Just touching it, because he felt the Ark of the Covenant was going to fall from the cart. He touched it, a guy died. David got angry. Let the Ark of the Covenant be in the mountains and in the house of Obed-Edom. And the guy after 3 months prospered. And the prosperity was so widespread that David heard it. People, messengers came to tell David, hey, by leaving the Ark of the Covenant in this guy's home, you have caused him to prosper. That means the guy knew what to do as the Ark of the Covenant was in his house. It was in other people's home. Nothing happened. David didn't hear anything. But it was in this guy's home. He knew what to do with it, like Solomon. And he prospered. 3 months. Do you believe that the Ark of the Covenant sits in your heart? But do you know the reason? It's because you have not actually studied what to do to trigger the manifestation of it. Because the Ark of the Covenant, on top of it, is the mercy seat where God dwells. So you say, God is in me, Jesus is in me, but nothing has happened. When they take you to a shrine and mention your name, it's a man of God, I need to see you. Somebody will call apostle and say, if I don't see the prophet, I'm dying. So apostle will call me and say, you have to come out from where you are because somebody will die if you don't come. I said, apostle, what is the case? Say, he had a dream, this. I'll ask the Holy Ghost, he say, he won't die. It's just a joke. I'll tell apostle, the person won't die, don't worry. He won't die. I say, Papa, the way he do, he will die. I say, he won't die, don't worry. Just pray for him, let him go, he won't die. Give him emergency treatment. So as the person is going, Nakuma, I don't know. Meko aba no da suti ho. O be send me program. Why? Because that person had a dream and there was a dog in the dream barking or opening the teeth to you, and from there that was it. Yeah, of course there are times that people had a dream, seen those things, and then in the day they had a heart attack and died. I've seen it several times with people like that. You need to understand what the Ark of the Covenant is. Now let me open the Ark of the Covenant to you.
We will be right back.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
I mark her in the name of Jesus. Soon, soon, the Lord opened my eye. That's why worship is important. And I saw in the realm of the spirit, I lose your name from any camp of the devil, any chronic headaches and fever.
Yes, Lord.
They want to attack your life, your health. Life in Jesus' name.
Man.
Come out! Out of here!
Out!
Every attack of the devil against your life, I cancel it. Every attack of the spirit, evil world, opening up unto things against you to fight your favor and your importance, I cancel it.
Man.
In the name of Jesus.
Man.
Somebody shout glory be to Jesus.
This is the Global Prayer Palace. This and every Thursday at 14 Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra. Also live on World Wide Web Television on YouTube.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
This is a word of life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche. Welcome back.
Number one, what does the items in the Ark of the Covenant represent? And what are the items? Number one, I've mentioned the items to you. Number one, representations of the Ark of the Covenant in Christ's dispensation. Number one is the golden pot that had the manna. The golden pot that had the manna. When you read the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9, it has listed the various things that are in the Ark of the Covenant. So he said, then indeed, the book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 1, then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part, in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the veil, the second veil, which is the most holy place, the part of the tabernacle which was called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer. It had the golden censer, but it wasn't in the Ark of the Covenant. But I'm talking about what was in the Ark of the Covenant and what the embodiment of the Ark of the Covenant was. So the Bible says, which was the golden censer. And this golden censer, when incense fills the throne, then there's minister of the Lord who ministers with the Christ, takes the golden censer and he fetches, as the Son of God, or you know, of Jesus is on the throne, his minister. Remember, he has two able ministers. And that is the symbolism of the cherubs that sit upon his glory with him. So they share with him in his glory. The more these people are powerful, the more they run in Christ. The more they run in Christ. So far as they have their Christ, don't dare them.
Sir.
So they have the ability to declare forgiveness and it's done. Based on the eternal sacrifice of their Father or their Lord. So they take the censer, fetch the fire, and they can purge with it. Why? Because it is on top of that fire that the blood of Jesus was what? Was functioning, or is functioning. So they take it and throw it, and it becomes answers to people's prayers. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Thank you, Jesus. So, I want you to understand this. This is the censer, the golden censer. And mind you that everything in the holiest of all and the sanctuary, all of them are gold. On the earth, he used wood to do it. And then he actually coated them with gold. The reason for the wood is that God has represented the generations of the earth or the tribes of the earth in the earth realm with trees. So the people of God who function in God, they are the olives. The people of the tribe of the flesh who handle the articles of God before the pure olive, which is Christ Jesus himself, who is the olive tree himself, they were the fig trees, the figs. Now, in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah talked about the box tree. The box tree. The cypress tree. Okay? He talked about other trees. And it is actually the classifications of human race upon the earthworm. Now, some of them are unto honor, some of them are unto dishonor. Because the book of Daniel recalls that the people, some of them who live on earth, even though they are human beings, are mixed race. They know their source. And their source is never from Adam. But Eve's womb was used to house them. And when the flood destroyed all their bodies, spirits don't die, or souls. So they came back through another means. And that is why I gave you the revelation of Noah's home. What happened? And Noah was drunk with wine in the far country. He was busy with his vineyard. And his home was left unprotected. So this spirit entered. And the passionate appeal of the bodies of his wife and that of his son caused an incest kind of thing happening. And out of it came Canaan. When the father came, instead of cursing his son, who had seen his nakedness, rather cursed the product, Canaan, the seed. Why is it that if it was just somebody seeing somebody's nakedness, why do you curse your grandson instead of your son who did the thing? And somebody will give a funny explanation. But in the Bible says that, the Bible said idiomatic expression, he said it a word, he says, and he uncovered his father's nakedness. Now in the Bible says, if you uncover your father's nakedness, what does it mean? It means you have climbed the bed of your father. Is that not what it means?
Yes, sir.
We were lazy, we didn't read. This one, it was not because it was a revelation higher, it was reading. And then understanding that God has spoken words, and then he's speaking idioms now. So you take what has been spoken, the keys, and then you fix it in the answers. That's all. So anya akwalabia na koshi ani papa nakedness. Where who ni no papa nakedness? Who da? Where who? Nanga papa by here. Where who my engineer ni amen? Where who me langa? She cares be unto you. Sometimes your father can be sick. Sometimes your father has gone into the bathroom, left his towel somewhere. Something is happening. Me kobiya koneni. Hey, I question myself for me. Come on, Abraham. Ube who baby? Do papa pia ya? You have seen my nakedness. Curse be unto you. That so? It actually presented God as somebody who is not unreasonable. Who is unreasonable because a prophet worshiping you curses his grandson because of this? No, you didn't understand the word. That's why a lot of people dangerous when they say, "Oh, this word doesn't make sense." I don't get somebody who knows it to explain to you. Otherwise, you have signed your death warrant. School and prepare Jimmy. Tongues and prepare Jimmy. You can't speak in tongues. La kapata na ujimi ko enyeye. It won't work. Oh yes, it's true. Why now can't tongues ujimi ko? When I say that, you don't understand. You can be speaking in tongues and be masturbating. Epipano. The only thing that can dissolve it is the understanding of the word of God that is positioned on your heart. The same way tongues cannot erase poverty, it is the application of the principles of the word of God. But you need to know and do. You need to know and what?
Do.
There are people who know but they won't do it. And the Bible says the owo enimonyam na wantinemu no otise abo awaira. You are a hypocrite to God and he spews you out of his mouth. Let me speak in English. Anybody who has glory and he doesn't live in the glory that God has given to him, he's like an animal that has disappeared. Or an animal that is missing. Can you imagine? Upon Sunday, maybe Christmas, waira. You went to buy a goat from the north. A slimmer that go. The goat is well bait. You are coming to chew. Then the goat, when you are ready with your machete, the goat is nowhere to be found. People have been invited to the party. You are about to make suya. Why is the goat? It's actually
try man in somebody's soup. Oh God. So you have glory, but you didn't live in it. It's gone. So that's what I want to let you understand. When you get it, it's done. Now he says, the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which there were golden pots that had the manna. So I went systematically according to the listing of the word. The golden pot. So the golden pot is the manna. Now, in the book of John chapter 6, verse 48 to 58. Now, Jesus on earth in his earthly ministry began to explain this unto us. Very profound. But we have read and read and read, but we have not caught the attention. I want the apostle to read for us. It's just 10 verses. Yeah. The book of John chapter 6, verse 48 to 58.
Somebody, I am the bread of life.
I am the bread of life. It's a statement of truth. I am the bread of life. He didn't say I will be, or I am supposed to be. I am. It's a straight identification. Like, I am John. What's your name?
Ben.
You are what? Ben. So when you say I am Ben, that's your name. It's your identity, both in the physical realm and in the spirit. So let's go ahead.
I am the bread of life.
Okay.
Your fathers eat the manna in the wilderness and are dead.
I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they are dead. So he's using the manna to explain the new. So you will get there. I'm not going to lead you. Let's go. Let's go with the scriptures.
This is the bread which comes down from heaven.
I am the bread of life. And he's introducing himself. I am the bread of life. And this one, that I am the bread of life, is the one that came from heaven. But your father ate the manna and are dead. And we are told that the manna also came from heaven. But heaven has different classifications. So let's see it. Because the Bible said the very heaven itself. That means there are heavens that are not the heaven, the very heaven itself. There's a heaven that was never made. That heaven is the one responsible for making all the other heavens. So if somebody says your heaven is, your goal is a stupid goal, where God is cannot be a stupid goal. It's blasphemy and it, like it's disrespect in the highest order. Now let's go ahead.
This is the bread which comes down from heaven.
Yes.
Now one may eat of it and not die.
This bread, one may eat of it and will not die. Physically everybody will die. But you see, there is the bread that comes from heaven, you eat it, eternally you will not die. So all those who don't receive Jesus, what happens is that when Jesus arrives, all of them are actually tears here. That means they don't continue again. They begin to be burned with the everlasting fire. The fire that burns anything, both spiritual things and physical things. That is what it means. But we will have a different body and live eternally. Like the way Jesus died and resurrected, he lives eternally. You don't see him, but he's there. Now let's go ahead.
Verse 51.
Yes.
I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
Oh, I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
He will live forever. That means eternal life will be given to the person. Now let's go ahead.
And the bread that I shall give is my flesh.
And the bread that I shall give to the people is my flesh,
which I shall give for the life of the world.
And I will give it in exchange for the life of the world. Now let's go ahead.
The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying,
The Jews, when they heard this, they said, what?
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Are you crazy? How can you give us your flesh to eat? But he's speaking revelation. But the fleshly mind did not understand. Let's go ahead.
Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood,
whoever eats, and the eating there is what? It's like a continuation of something. It's a present continuous tense. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, what has happened?
Has eternal life.
He has eternal life.
And I'll raise him up at the last day.
And that person who eats my flesh, I'll raise him up at the last day.
For my flesh is food indeed.
And my flesh is food indeed.
And my blood is drink indeed.
And my blood is drink indeed.
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me.
So if you are on earth and you eat his flesh and you drink his blood, you abide in him.
And I in him.
And I in him.
As the living Father sent me.
Then as the living Father has sent me.
And I live because of the Father.
And I live because of the Father.
So he who feeds on me will live.
He who feeds on me
will live because of me.
The person will live because of me. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse number 1 to 3. Please, I just want you to see. It says, your father as the manna in the wilderness are dead. I am the bread that has come from heaven. So your father's ate a representation of the food in heaven. Where they dwelt, they brought angels' food to them and they ate it. And they kept some as a symbolic of the one to come. Remember, they were keeping what was called the shadow, waiting for the original. And this manna that they kept, it came from heaven too. But it didn't come from the heaven of heavens. Jesus said, the one that you have to eat is my body. And the people saw him and said, man, so how can we eat your body? You are going to cut your body and feed us with it. No. It was a figurative statement. And I'm going to explain by this scripture. Let's go ahead.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, from verse 1 through 3.
Yes, sir.
Every commandment which I command you today.
Every commandment that I command you today.
You must be careful to observe.
You must be very careful to observe.
That you may live and multiply.
And you saw that you will live and multiply.
And go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore.
So that you can go in and possess the land that I am swearing to you.
To your fathers.
To the fathers, yes.
And you shall remember that the Lord your God.
You shall remember that the Lord your God.
Led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness.
I led you all the ways throughout in the 40 years in the wilderness.
To humble you and test you.
So that I will humble. The reason for all this gallivanting around a small stretch of land for 40 years. Because I wanted to humble you and test you.
To know what was in your heart.
So that I will know what was in your heart.
Whether you will keep his commandments or not.
So that whether you will keep his commandment or not.
So he humbled you.
So he humbled you.
Allowed you to
hunger. By the journey of the 40 days. And allowed you to do what?
To hunger.
To hunger.
And fed you with manna.
And fed you with manna.
Which you did not know.
Which you did not know. The manna you did not know because it came from heaven. But let's see it.
Nor did your fathers know.
Nor did your fathers know.
That he might make you know.
That he might make you know.
That man shall not live by bread alone.
So that man shall not live by bread alone.
But man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So, in the book of John, he says, your fathers ate manna and they are dead. But you shall eat my body, my flesh. For this is the bread that came from heaven. He said, that bread is the body of commandment of my word that I've already released unto you. And I told you that the ordinances are part of the commandment. The scripture, we read it.
Yes.
And then the Bible says also that the commandment is every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. That means the body of flesh of Jesus is actually the words that comes out of him. Which is the written word. When you meditate, it becomes a spoken word. You meditate, you speak it, it becomes a spoken word. When you meditate on this word, the blood is there, the spirit is there, and the flesh of Jesus is there. So the more you meditate on this word, the more you build the flesh of Jesus in you. So you become so glorious as he is, so are you in this world.
Hallelujah.
But you are having his spirit in your spirit, but you don't have his body yet in you. When you meditate on his word and begin to do, you begin to have his exact body. I tell you, you shall bump onto things and you not hear it. Snakes and pythons shall bite you physically, but you will not feel it. Paul was bitten by a poison venom snake, but because Paul contained the body of Jesus, he could not die on the earthworm. But Paul actually put his hand with the snake inside the fire, and his body body was not pain. I came to announce to you, with the manna that came from heaven, you shall eat the flesh of Jesus. You will never die in 2025. You will live and declare the good words of God. If you believe it, clap your hands 7 times and shout yes.
Yeah.
Am I speaking to somebody right here?
Sir.
Let the Lord punish the devil somehow. Yes. Listen. The answer is right there. And then the devil now came to Jesus when he was fasting. This is what actually kept the revelation of the manna. In the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 to 4.
Matthew 4 from verse 1 through 4.
Yes, go.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
Yes.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
Afterward, he was hungry.
Yes.
Now when the tempter came to him, he said.
When the tempter came to him, he said.
If you are the Son of God.
Now, the tempter, remember, and I want you to be very focused. He will not tempt you with anything that God has not said. He will dwell on what God has said. Use it as a weapon to tempt you with it. If you doubt it and accept his own, you are finished. So when he came, he says what? If you are the Son of God, if God has told you, you will prosper. If you think you are going to make it, if you think you are going to be the finest comedian in town, if you think you are going to swallow all the Nigerian comedians and become on top in Ghana, do you think you will believe the word? I see some kind of glory here.
Hallelujah.
Now, anytime the Lord declares a word and you receive it, it becomes yours automatic. I don't know where you have gone to pass. Are you hearing my point now?
Yes, sir.
Now let's go ahead, Apostle.
If you are the Son of God.
If you are the Son of God.
Command that these stones become bread.
Why must it be a stone? And the stone must become a bread. And Jesus said, if you eat my flesh, you shall live. And the guy has seen in the book of John 6 that Jesus has already taught about his body being bread from heaven. So now let me now begin to use a stone that he will command it to be bread. If he obeys what I am saying, Jesus has already obeyed the devil. Because he questioned his identity. Anytime you are in authority and somebody questions your identity and you follow it, you are signing your death warrant. I'm a man of God. Somebody says, you too, are you a prophet? Those fights, we don't fight. Leave it to Jesus. Who sent you as a prophet?
Jesus.
God. If Jesus sent you as a prophet and somebody is questioning your identity, leave it to him. Me, if you question my identity, I will tell you that my father who sent me will come and prove me to you. One shall be here, but than one pay. I have seen the action of the Ark of the Covenant. I have seen it. You touch me, you die by fire. Now, there is not only me that is a Christian, you too are a Christian. So I'm telling you that you too. When somebody touches with this knowledge, they must die by fire.
Amen.
Those of you who said amen, it is happening for you.
Amen.
So Apostle, read it. He says what again?
Verse 4. But he answered and said.
But Jesus answered and said.
It is written.
It is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Man that lives on earth or anywhere shall not live by bread. Physically alone. It's not me turning the stone into bread. That is not what I meant. The devil thought that when Jesus said, when you eat this bread, you shall live forever. He thought that when we can turn stones into bread or eat some into bread, that's what he's talking about. But he was talking about feeding on his flesh. And feeding on his flesh is the body of commandment that has come from Jesus. That's what he said. Your fathers, I gave them the manna and I gave them commandment. They flout the commandment. They didn't know that as they were doing the commandment, they were eating the manna. Now, you people, I've given you my word. When you feed, I will write my laws on your heart. And I will put my laws on your mind. So it is up to you to allow God to write it on your heart. Allow him to put it in your mind. The word of God has been given unto you. It is your choice to open and read it. Meditate and apply, and that is what he requires of us. When we read, we apply, then it becomes part of us. A lot of people, when they read the word, they don't do what is there. When you read the word of God, it says pray, you don't pray. You read the word of God, it says fast, you don't fast. You read the word of God, it says give, you say don't give. You read the word of God, it says do alms, you say you don't do. You read the word of God, it says esteem them that carry the oracles of God and labor in word and doctrines highly. You said, I will be on social media in short, men of God and pastors. You have signed your death one because the word of God is final. You feed on my word, you live forever. You disobey my word, you die. And the death, you know, usually it's not a physical just death. Sometimes a spiritual death, that means separation from God. God doesn't know you anymore. Raise your hand to the spirit. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So the first one is the body of commandment of the word of God. In the body of commandment, if I have time, I will teach you about the body of commandment of the word of God. Okay? Let's go to the book of... I'm just showing you the body of commandment of the word of God. Let's go to the book of 1 John. Somebody said, God hasn't given us any commandment. It is there in the word of God. You have not read it. It's there. It's there in the body of commandment. Read for me the book of 1 John 5 from the verse 1.
1 John 5 from
verse
1.
Read unto the verse number 3.
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Okay.
And everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him.
Yes.
By this we know that we love the children of God.
Yes.
When we love God and keep his commandments.
When we love God and keep his
commandments.
So in the New Testament, what is the commandment of God? The first commandment of God is to love God with all your heart, with all your
soul,
and with all your
strength,
might and strength. The second is to love your
neighbor
as your self. Don't love your neighbor more than your
self.
Okay, so now if I wear a shirt, I can give some to you to wear. But where you want 3 shirts so that me I can still remain in 1 shirt, it's not, it's greediness.
The people come great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor ever be. O Hill City, like the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to the life of a new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
It's worse. The power is authority
has invested in you. The Lost General, John Anoche and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanocheministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com